Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife. You have to admit I'm sitting pretty. And right at the moment, I haven't a care in the world. I'm staying here with Marcia and her aunt. Any day now, I'll be the general manager at Bendigo's. And the only person who could mess things up for me, Angela Tennant, you know, can't say a word while her diary is still in existence, but not in her hands. Cedric Hooper, Benny Puller's detective, has it. And this is what I can't get over. Hooper's keeping the diary to sell to me. And so I'll be able to lay my hands on enough money to make it worth his while. He's keeping me posted on every move Jeff, Stella, or Benny Puller make. Yes, and right now I'm waiting for him in a discreet little pub on the edge of the city. Yes, give me another beer, will you please, Murray? Thanks.
You can make that two.
Oh, so you finally turned up, Hooper. I thought you said 2:30.
Bad luck. I was held up for a few minutes with Benny Puller. And you should be very glad I was.
Uh-huh. Well, let's have it. Oh, what do you want, a beer? Murray!
I couldn't say much on the phone, but this had to be passed along. How soon can you take over from Fleming?
Why?
How soon?
Oh, almost any day now.
Well, the sooner the better.
Yes, I quite agree with you. It's no time like the present. But, why the note of urgency?
Do you know a fellow there by the name of Francis Glover?
Hmm? Yes, I know Frank Glover. He's an accountant.
Well, the very first chance you get, sack him.
Sack him? But why?
Because he's Benny Puller's stooge.
Glover working for Puller? Well, this is something I don't get the hang of.
Never mind whether you get the hang of it or not. You do as I say.
I'll do it all right. How did you find out about him?
Puller told me. In the strictest confidence.
Oh, of course, in the strictest confidence. Well, it really sounds as though Puller's playing for keeps. Anyway, thanks a lot, Hooper.
Don't thank me, chummy. Puller's not the only one playing for keeps. I am, too. And don't you forget it.
Am I likely to, with you holding Angela Tennant's diary?
Just don't make me hold it too long, that's all. Listen, how much pull have you got with the Pilgrim Dame?
Enough. Why?
The sooner she throws that fellow Fleming out and puts you in his place, the better I'll like it. I want Glover sacked and out of the picture. Couldn't get onto it right away, could you?
Hooper, old boy, I'll tell you something. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
You don't mind meeting me here, do you, Marcia? I wasn't coming to the house with Palmer installed there.
It's all right, Jeff. I don't mind.
I won't keep you long, anyway. I've made all the arrangements about our divorce. Mendelssohn, Granger, and Ward are looking after your part of it, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Well, I've retained Benson Millhouse. It's not going to be very pleasant, but you needn't appear at all. Well, hardly at all, anyway.
What will happen, actually, Jeff?
You'll get a lot of paper to sign, and you'll sue me for divorce on such and such grounds. I won't contest it. These people I'm in touch with will all give their evidence. The decree will be automatic and... there you are.
What about alimony?
Well, there won't be any. Unless you ask for it. Are you going to?
Oh, no, no, of course not. Oh, Jeff, I didn't ever think we two would be sitting here calmly discussing our divorce like this. It's just plain downright awful.
It's a pity we're not Mohammedans, and then I could just sell you. How much would Palmer give me for you, Marcia? A fiver, perhaps?
Oh, Jeff, don't make it any beastier.
No. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Here we are in this position. May as well make the best of it. And crack jokes and do something.
I don't suppose there's anything else we can do.
Marcia, there isn't anything else we could do, is there?
After you promised to marry Stella Bronson.
Well, you're marrying Palmer, aren't you?
No, let's not talk about it. Please, Jeff, don't say another word. Well, thank you for telling me what's happening.
Could scarcely do less. I suppose that's about the lot. I don't expect we'll be seeing much of each other after this.
Probably not.
Let's part good friends, eh? What do you say? None of us can undo what's happened. So, for the future, Masker, I wish you the best of luck.
And I wish you the best of luck, too, Jeff. I'm sorry I didn't make you happier, but... for when that other business came along on top of Stella... it had been different.
Here. Don't cry. Tears won't help you.
Oh, get me out of here, Jeff. Please, get me out of here quickly.
What's the matter tonight, Marcia? You've been frightfully miserable. Is it something I've done?
No, nothing you've done. Look, Harry, I think I'll say goodnight to Aunt Harriet and turn in.
Early for you, darling.
Well, what difference does it make?
Well, look, I've been wanting to bring this up for days. Apart from the arm in plaster, I'm as fit as a fiddle, so why don't we think about me going back to work, eh?
So soon?
Well, why not?
But for the first week or so, you'll be so busy you won't know which way to turn. And with that thing not properly set yet, you...
But I won't be running Tressa to Bendigo and Company with my left arm, will I? Look, I don't want to sound impatient or too anxious to see Mr. Fleming retire or anything like that. But I don't mind admitting, darling, looking after your affairs is a, darned exciting prospect. Be an angel. What about it?
Oh, well, I suppose so. When did you think of actually starting again?
Oh, what's wrong with next Monday? You could tell Percy Fleming to take a year's leave or something like that.
Harry, it's going to be a bit sudden for him, isn't it?
No sense in drawing it out, and the old boy will probably be delighted to drop the reins and concentrate on his golf.
All right. I'll go and see him tomorrow, both of us.
You love me?
Hmm?
I said, you love me?
I suppose so. Looks like it, doesn't it?
Don't sound very enthusiastic, darling.
No, Harry, I'm not in the mood.
Look, I wish you'd tell me what's wrong. You were all right when I left this afternoon. Will you go out?
Yes.
Well, what's upset you?
I went out to see Jim. About the divorce.
Oh, I might have known. Couldn't he have told you in a letter or something? I don't know how he has the nerve to come within a mile of you.
I don't want to talk about it.
I'd have thought Jeff going after a quick divorce would be something to celebrate, not cry about. Oh, darling, do pull yourself together.
Harry, if you think getting a divorce is fun, I don't. Leave me alone. I'll be all right in the morning. Just leave me alone tonight, will you, Harry? Look, go out or get to bed or read or something. Anything.
All right. I understand how you feel. But I wish you'd tell me something first.
What?
Why are you doing all this for me? Moving me up to take charge of your uncle's firm? Having me here in your house while I'm getting over the accident? Everything? Why?
Well, why do you think? That's a silly thing to ask.
Maybe it's not so silly. It's not just to show your husband how little you care, is it, Marcia?
Oh, don't be so ridiculous.
No, sometimes I wonder. Times like tonight. If you don't give a tinker's benediction for the beggar, why get upset every time you see him?
It's the divorce I'm upset about. Not seeing Jeff.
I wish I could believe that.
I'm not a liar.
Oh, I'm not suggesting you are, darling, but it's possible you're still tangled up in yourself over that unmitigated rotten hand. How you've ever brought yourself to marry the rot is more than I'll ever understand.
Harry, you want us to get along in future, don't you?
Darling, of course. Of course we'll get along, will we?
We won't, unless we have an understanding, right now.
Well, tell anything you like.
Harry, don't you ever again refer to Jeff as a rotter. In fact, don't ever refer to Jeff or Stella Brompton at all. Do you understand me, Harry? I never want to hear you mention them at all, ever.
Well, if I've never been told off before, I certainly was then. And from now on, I'm not taking another solitary risk of any description. The divorce can't come off quickly enough for me. While she's still married to Pilgrim, anything can happen. But once she's my wife, things will be different then. Once I'm married to you, Marcia, it's going to be tough for anyone to make things difficult. Yes. Even for you.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy. A Donovan Joyce production.